guest here on the program is one of my favorites because he is just a great American, right? Firearms instructor, black firearms instructor in Detroit. He founded this thing called Legally Armed in Detroit after he was held up. Said, that's never going to happen to me again. And Rick Hector has gone on to be a professional firearms trainer. He has a board position at the National Rifle Association, but he's here on his own accord. He does not represent the NRA here today. There's our disclaimer. But he's got a great event coming up tomorrow. If you live in Michigan anywhere, if you live in Toledo, Ohio, or that part of Ohio, you're within striking distance. Here's the training. How to survive a violent encounter. Saturday, March 9th, 12 noon until 2 at Liberty General Baptist Church in Auburn Hills, Michigan. My God, what a great thing to do. Rick, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, it's always a pleasure and an honor to be on, man. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you, my friend. How's it been going? You been good lately?
Haven't been caught.
Haven't been caught, groups.
Haven't been caught.
That's good. Look, how to survive a violent encounter. We're seeing this all over. In New York City, they're deploying the National Guard to keep the subways safe because they forgot that, you know, in order to have law and order, you have to have police officers. You have to have respect for the rule of law. You can't just let everybody out with no bail. They forgot that in New York. They forgot that in a lot of places. Detroit has its challenges with violent crime. And, of course, this influx of illegals creating all sorts of crime in unexpected areas because these people that are coming here illegally are desperate to survive themselves, Rick. So this class, How to Survive a Violent Encounter, the timing couldn't be better. What are you going to show folks?
Well, I'm going to have two people show up who actually have had to face that very situation. They actually had to use their firearm defensively to stop a very brutal assault and attack. Fortunately for them both, that they both prevailed. And I thought an interesting take on what I do is to teach people how to protect themselves, their families, and their home, is to provide in the form of personal narratives. I'll have two speakers who each faced that very fateful decision to protect themselves, and they prevailed, and we're going to talk about everything.
So for people that don't know your story, you survived an encounter, but you weren't prepared for it at all. You by the grace of God, you made it, right?
Yeah, I'm still here, man. Still here. I was the victim of a violent crime, an armed robbery, two guys. And fortunately for me, I survived. But as I tell a lot of people, I'm glad it happened because it put me really on this path of personal protection. And as a consequence, I've been able to help other people. So I can honestly say I'm glad it happened.
I want to ask you about this because I had a lady call in earlier today on Free for All Friday when we take calls from all over the country. And she said, ladies, it's time to get trained to have a firearm to protect yourselves. When you run your classes, because you run training classes all the time for concealed carry or just general knowledge of firearms, you're very good at it. How many women are in there compared to, say, 10 years ago or 20?
Well, I have a class next weekend, man, and it's a smaller class. I'm at a smaller facility, but 15 people have signed up for the class. Only two are guys, and I had more women that wanted to get into the class. Maybe I can upgrade the room. I'm still knocking on wood that we can pull it off, but the classes are predominantly women. It's nothing like when I first got my concealed carry license, and it was all men. So it has really changed, and I'm glad that women are answering the call and are accepting more responsibility for their safety. Hate that they have to do it, but they're responding very well, and they're making the adjustment.
Rick Hector in a room full of ladies. What a way to spend your Saturday. Anyhow. who was it? I saw another state yesterday. Maybe it was Alabama. I don't remember now. I think 29 states now have constitutional carry. We're not going to get that in Michigan where you and I live. That's not going to happen with the Democrats in charge. But more and more people are carrying. And the interesting thing about people that have gone through a class like the ones you offer, they are the safest, most law-abiding people in the country. Those that have gone through a concealed carry class in this state or any other. The most law-abiding citizens in the world. And yet, every time there's an issue with some bad actor who kills people somewhere, the first thing that Joe Biden and his colleagues want to do is take guns away from you, Rick, and me. It's never made sense, has it?
It hasn't. And, you know, here in Michigan, as you know, we've had a slew of gun control bills, unfortunately, passed the legislature and signed by the governor. Man, we have storage laws. We have red flag laws. We have these new domestic violence provisions and registration requirements that deal with our long guns, man. But, you know, we're bracing ourselves. I believe currently in the state house, there's a deadlock. They had two members leave because they won other elections. But we're looking for a day in approximately 2 to 3 months when they get two more members into the state house, man. And then we have to possibly face another onslaught of anti-gun legislation. So absolutely, we're bracing ourselves. It's the calm before the storm.
But in the meantime, get educated. All right, Rick, tell them how this class is going to operate, where they need to be. It's in Auburn Hills, if I read that correctly. Just tell the
folks. Yes, it's going to be at a church. A good friend of mine, a pastor buddy, he runs Liberty Church. It's at 3545 Jocelyn Road, Auburn Hills, Michigan. Come out to my blog, legallyarmedindetroit.com, legallyarmedindetroit.com. There'll be an article there. Click the link, sign up. All I need is three pieces of information: first name, last name, and your email address, and I'll get that information out to them right away. And you don't have to print it, no ink needed. Just show it on your phone, and we'll admit you, and I'll be glad to have you. And if I could, I'd like to also state that I'm currently in the election period for the NRA Board of Directors. Go to your March magazine. Pull out your ballot and please consider voting for me, Rick Ector, to be reelected to the board of directors.
You got my vote, Rick. Legally Armed in Detroit. You know, there's people that talk about doing things and there's people that actually do things. You're a doer, Rick, and God bless you for everything you do. Thank you.
Hey, man, thank you for having me on. I appreciate you and God bless.
Always. Rick Ector, there you have it. LegallyArmedInDetroit.com, LegallyArmedInDetroit.com. Ladies, go see Rick. He is the instructor of choice. A quick break and I'll be back.